on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Alan Cochrane. You can text the show on 8 12 15, follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Frank on the Radio, email the show via the Absolute Radio website. You got it.
We've got a number of sort of texts on the go. There's some talking about monocle wearers, famous monocle wearers.
Who we got? Is it all Patrick Moore?
Well, Andy Laurie has pointed out, is the monocle an exclusively male affectation?
Good point.
Perhaps male aristocrats find unilateral squinting comes naturally to them. For mere mortals, it is impossible as well as ridiculous. Just a thought. Love you, Andy Laurie in Sheffield.
Yeah.
Is that our kind of person?
I love unilateral squinting.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's something to do with the shape of the female face.
Oh, maybe.
Well, not they all look the same, but they tend to be more aquiline, don't they?
Well, I think it's more to do with the fact... I mean, didn't you get the sort of elderly Victorian aunt... I would imagine with some sort of eyeglass. The eyeglass. She would hold it up on a lanyard.
It's right there. You know, I cannot in my mind now picture a woman in a monocle.
Well, meaning, that's a relief to all of us.
Try harder. We've also had a bit of an update.
I don't want you picturing us in monocles, thank you.
We had a bit of an update on the idea that they might be half the price of glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Spectacles.
Oh, wow, that'd be a good one for you to cover.
115, yeah. In regards to monocles, I have a gammy left eye.
It makes me sick when people use that phrase.
You'll feel great all the way through this now. Whereas my right eye is 20/20. I think that means vision.
Yeah,
I don't think it means in the future.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean it plays limited overs cricket.
My left is about as clear as a pint of pond scum. Hence, I tried to acquire a monocle.
Broken Britain.
Yeah.
Horrible. I hate eyes. Eyes and eggs.
Not easy. Oh, I like eggs. Not easy, they're continuing, meaning acquiring a monocle. I could only find two suppliers online, and they were double the price of a pair of glasses.
How can that be? Because you know what? When I said they should be half price, I was actually letting them off light, because there's no stem.
Are they still talking about the cost of things?
Okay. We're talking sans stem.
Agreed. Kenny from Edinburgh continues, the optician has suggested a pair of glasses with the left eye lens like a jam jar base and a clear thin lens in the right eye aperture. I'm glad I'm not the only one that's had an issue with this.
No, so can I... If a person with one leg goes into a shoe shop...
Anyone else feel tense?
Alan? Perfectly safe territory with eyes.
I'm pretty sure we're about to drop off air, but go on.
Yeah, no, do they have to buy a pair of shoes?
I've still got your number, so we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, I think...
Do they have to buy a pair?
Or... That is a very good text.
Why? Damn,
this
damn
is
it?
One of my favourite texts.
Why should they be forced into buying two shoes they don't
need?
It's
very inclusive texting.
It's not a campaign I expected you to get behind, but, it's lovely that you care.
Every comedian now seems to have activist after their name.
This is yours.
All right, monocle availability and
two shoes or one.
Shoe pair refusal rights.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fighting for.
Frank Skinner.
On Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
6 has been in touch. The problem with a monocle is that if the wearer becomes surprised or shocked and raises an eyebrow, it will fall off.
It's on a string, though.
What if you were... A string? Going to Alan's shop? What if you were driving a car whilst wearing a monocle and there was an accident? And you were cut up. It falls off and there's an accident as a result.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that...
That's from David.
They've got to have a rule.
The simple thing there is to have a monocle suspended from the ceiling of the car that you just peer through.
When you say it's on a string, on a sort of slinky metal... What is the attachment system for the monocle?
It's usually a string that fits into the...
metal, I presume?
Into the waistcoat.
String. No, it tucks into the waistcoat. You know the lapel, the
a
button
chain,
hole
you
of
mean?
The lapel. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's normally a string, I think. I'm thinking Mr. Peanut.
It's not okay. A pocket watch.
Okay. Where does Mr. Peanut... Where does the end of Mr. Peanut's... Mr. Peanut... That's like a pet name for the I use at home. Where does the end of Mr. Peanut's monocle string...
Is this like a tree falling in the forest question?
Where's it attached? That's what I'm asking. He doesn't wear a... I don't think he wears a jacket or a waistcoat. Where does, let's call it, the non-business end of Mr. Peanut's monocle string get attached?
I think it's attached to him.
I mean, they're fibrous peanut shells, but I don't think they take a sharp...
not over time.
No, he'd be...
They're greasy as well. Once
he'd been pierced...
It would slip off, Frank.
That'd be the end. I'd be drying. Internal drying.
Yeah.
Drying would finish off Mr.
This is
Frank Skinner, Absolute.